Hey guys, welcome to the Kids Podcast. Jude, Jeremy, Walsh, all back at it. Another good week. Week number four of the podcast. I'm pretty sure it's been going pretty well so far. Jude, you just got back from Cabo. How was that?
It was pretty interesting.
What happened?
You know, I was out there for a wedding, right?
Mm-hmm. Were you a bachelor?
No, but I was a groomsman.
Oh,
you
know okay.
What a bachelor is?
My bad. Yeah. Sorry. I just remember you went to the bachelor's party, yes, so I wasn't sure
if you were clearly groomsman. Not living the lifestyle.
Sorry, yeah, exactly. I'm not trying to get married until I'm 30, so I really haven't done my research on that yet.
I understand.
So
you know what a bachelor is then, correct?
But now I do.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Well, yeah, I guess
you may. So I was a groomsman, right? And
What does that entitle?
I don't know. We got dressed together. We got pictures taken of us. We
so
got
like
a
being
cool flask and everything.
Like, personally, I don't know.
You got a flask?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You got, like Chris and...
It says my name, and then it says, like, congrats, January 17th, 2020, or whatever.
So you got a flask?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and, you know, we just kind of... You know, it was Mexico.
Hey, what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico.
Yeah, we just did our thing in Mexico. And
Cabo, though, right?
It was
Cabo's
actually
really nice,
in Los Berrieles, which is about an hour north of Cabo.
That resort looks so nice.
The resort was super nice.
You guys were right on the water, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I kind of want to get married in Mexico now because of that. Like, that
is
beautiful.
It was cheap for them. It was Mexico.
How blue was the water?
What?
It looked like water, so...
Very blue.
Too cold
but it was
to go
warm.
In.
No, it was,
oh,
warm.
It was
warm. Yeah, it was kind of warm.
Oh, I think we definitely cruised.
Because we were on the it's in Baja.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we're on the east side of
Baja. Where it's like a, I don't know what you'd say.
So we got sunrises in the morning, if that makes sense to you.
That's sick.
Yeah, so we
so
got
what,
sunrises
so sick.
What
on
time,
the water.
What time was the sunrise?
About like 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
One of the days I got pretty Mexicoed out and fell asleep by about 8:30.
Is that the picture that we saw?
Yeah. And I woke up at 3:30 the next morning and I just couldn't go back to sleep.
Really?
Right. So I was like, you know what? I'll just get a couple things done. You know, I was figuring out stuff for school and all that kind of stuff. And then I watched the sunrise and it was honestly like the prettiest sunrise I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And, well, obviously, we don't see a lot of sunrises here in Southern California.
We're just too lazy to wake up.
Well, but it was on the water.
Oh, that's right, because you said...
So
yeah, it was
nice.
On the water.
It's so nice.
And, yeah, it was a fun time. It was
for
a pretty
sure.
fun time.
So that's a good weekend for you. Weekend for you.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's kind of, you know, the same business.
Same business.
Same business
ready
every
for school.
Weekend.
Get
you know,
into it.
Working. But yeah, definitely ready for the semester to start, you know? It's kind of one of those things that's like, I wish I had one more week to get prepared, but...
I do.
You'll never be more ready than you, like, where you'll be, like, right now, if that makes sense.
I hope so.
Right?
I mean...
Yeah. We have a class together, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I got started on that already. I got popping out, but... I mean, my weekend, I had the... I was just tending my father. He had shoulder surgery. I don't know, labrum or something like that, rotator cuff, one of those suckers.
Yeah, you said something about a rotator cuff.
One of those suckers went, and so that was wraps, and so he had surgery on Friday. I had to go pick him up. Sitting there with the doctor, right? The surgeon, apologies.
The doctor.
Mr. Important Guy. Comes in, and he's like, they made me come early so I could talk to the surgeon and let him know about, you know, post-care and stuff like that, medication that he needs.
Yep.
And as we're going through it, he starts pulling out these pictures from the surgery.
The doctor shows pictures of your dad?
This is post-surgery. So my dad, just woke up, right? So he's, like, delirious as, like, a donkey. It's hysterical. And he's showing me the pictures of, like, the surgery. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Well, I do care. But...
I understand what you're saying.
I ain't got a clue.
Don't worry about
it. Like, yeah, that's arthritis right there. That's swollen right there. It's just like, you know, it's like when you get, it's like you see videos of people getting an ultrasound, and you're like, that's the head. You're like,
okay.
What?
Okay.
You said that's not a foot?
Whatever,
like, what are you talking about?
Whatever you say.
Whatever, doc.
Yeah, that's why we're not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, he's going through it. We're on page number 2, right? And it's like, it's got, each page got these little circles from it. It's got orthoscopic, I believe is what it's called. And they're going in there. He's got like 10 pages of pictures that he took. I don't know how he does it. I don't know if it's like, you know, it's like on an iPhone where you click 2 buttons and it takes the pictures. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But he takes these like, I don't know, snapshots of the camera inside his shoulder. and he gets to page two, I start getting so nauseous. Like, I don't feel good. I'm like, what
the page two?
Page two.
How many pages
five.
Are there?
There's five pages okay. of 10 page, pictures on each page.
So you're almost halfway there.
Yes, and that right. was in my mind. I'm like, I don't know why I'm sick. Like, I feel like horrible right now. I'm like, nauseous. It's page three. I'm like, gets worse, worse, worse. Makes it to page four. I'm like, all right, I'll just grind this out. If I have to say something, I will. But I'll make it. I ain't no quitter. So I make it to page. He finishes page five. I am pasty white, sweating, like about to go in and out of consciousness. Like, I can feel it. And I tell the doctor, I'm like, hey, I don't feel so good. And I look up, and the two nurses look at me, and the doctor looks at me. He's like, hold up, don't move right now. They grab me a chair, sit me down, give me two ice packs on my head and on my back of my neck, which back of my neck on an ice pack, I know that was like a thing, but it works great. And they're like, I was like, I don't feel good. Like, I felt like I was about to pass out right there. And like, oh, don't worry, that's pretty common with males your age. I'm like, really? Why is that? He's like, they said when, you know, for the first time when they see you like inside of a body. Like, they just find it, their brain finds it really weird, and they get, like, nauseous. And I was so nauseous, I was about to pass out. Like, it was pretty crazy. Not
inside of the body, and like...
It wasn't even nothing nasty. It was just a shoulder. It was like some cartilage, bone, arthritis, muscle.
But it was, like, tendon. It was, like, the actual...
Yeah, it was, like...
It was the actual body. Yeah. And, like, that was the first time you were witnessing, like, that part of the body. Yeah. Like that, is what you're saying.
I guess. I mean, now I guess I get why they put the curtain up now when your wife gets a C-section. Because if you see that, I'm sure I'd pass out, like...
Passing out.
Out. Knockout. So, that was my weekend. It was pretty fun, but whatever.
I could not imagine witnessing a C-section. I just feel like... That would just go in so many.
Would you look at your child differently after seeing a C-section?
To be honest with you, it would just probably make me feel like that much more connected to my child because like I would.
You were there,
my child.
You were there. Also, the wife.
I feel more connected to my wife.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Dang, you went through that for my kid.
My child. Yeah.
What do those rappers do though? They got their baby mamas. You think they're there for their baby mamas?
Oh no. You know what? No. No.
I'm not gonna speak on that. Never mind. I'm not gonna speak on that.
They send out one of the people of their entourage. You know what I mean?
They didn't send themselves. They sent the money.
Exactly. Yeah, they just write the check.
See you in 18.
But like, I'll see the money. See you in court. Soon. Don't you worry about see it. In court. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It was like that homie Antonio Brown. I know you saw that video of him like getting in trouble with the police because it's
it's like a surveillance video.
Surveillance
camera.
You know what happened with that?
Oh, was it Instagram?
It was because his baby mama or his girlfriend or his wife, whatever she is.
I think it is his baby mama.
I think it is, too.
Well, it's definitely his baby mama because she has two kids.
two of his kids as well.
Wanted to take the kids to school in his car.
Oh, okay.
And then they got into a big fight about it or something.
Yeah. And it was, like, in the public or whatever, right?
Yeah,
it was,
like, cussing out the cops. I'm like, AB, this is why you're not going to ever play football again. I'm sorry. And this is why. You're an idiot. And then I see on ESPN the next day, they're like, Stephen A. Smith doesn't talk about people like this. He was like, I think that dude legitimately has CTE or something. Like, you don't cuss out cops in front of your kids, and then when your kids even say, oh, bye, guy, have a nice day at school, love you. Like,
Or maybe he just didn't necessarily know how to react or, like, how to explain the situation, so he just ended up hey, love you.
He's, like, making fun of his baby mama for living out of a hotel and not having a car, like... Is that her fault?
But that's, baby mama, child, Antonio Brown, they kind of like...
Like, you got Millie's, bro. Get your girl some child support. Literally. You know what I mean? Whatever. Hey, to each their own.
Exactly.
But,
I agree.
Back on that, I thought football sucked this weekend.
Oh, my
Absolutely
goodness.
Absolutely horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I saw two bad games. My Green Bay Packers lost.
Just thought the wrong teams won.
The wrong team did. The two teams I wanted to see didn't get in.
Yeah.
I thought the
Titans. You know what? That's the NFL, though.
To be honest with you, that is the NFL in its entirety.
That's why I'm not a betting man, though.
You know what? I did place a bet, though, on the Chiefs. You know, I had to do it. I really had to.
Well, what'd you make, like,
$5? $5.
What'd you make, like, a $20 bet?
Well, no. So I placed my bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Oh,
what are you guys' opinions? Because I genuinely believe that they're probably going to win.
It'll be a shootout.
It will be.
Well, the Chiefs have the best offense in the league.
They got a great quarterback.
The 49ers have the best defense.
But the 49ers probably have the second best offense.
Right. So,
and the Chiefs definitely don't have the second best defense.
And Raheem Mostert rushed for
160 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half.
That's amazing.
You know, and Jimmy Garoppolo probably did Jimmy Garoppolo things. And
Jimmy porn star. Jimmy porn star.
Yeah, he probably threw for like -3 yards and, you know,
and probably
40 interceptions.
And probably go see what Stormy Daniels was up to after the game. Exactly.
Love to hear it. Love
Then after another sports scene, watch the McGregor fight.
Oh.
That was great. That was phenomenal.
You know what?
I was thoroughly aroused.
Yeah. You know what? I can understand.
You think it's good that he's back?
Yes.
Yes.
It's good for sports.
Do you think he needed the money or do you think...
Both. No, his pride.
Both.
He does not need the money.
Anything that you were going to say, both. You know what?
Because I feel like he's a spending man. You know what I'm saying?
Very, very much of a spending man.
See, I do respect him though because he has a loving wife. That he respects.
He's married?
Before he was famous.
No. Yeah, that's awesome. Like, dude, that's awesome. I love that. I honestly love to hear it. Like, that's probably one of the, like, cooler things you can hear is, like, when you see a very famous person, you know, of, like, McGregor caliber to, like, be in a committed relationship. Exactly.
It's like LeBron. LeBron's a good example.
LeBron's wife's probably super
cool. I mean, I'm not really sure how I feel about having kids out of wedlock when you're, like, 22.
Hey.
But... He married her, got it together right. Looks good. I mean, I'm all for it.
So yeah. So we just Googled it.
They've
been married since 2008.
So he was still, because they said McGregor before he was in the UFC. He was on welfare.
I think I remember
that means literally went from like the bottom to the bottom. It was like I'm not gonna be a plumber. I'm gonna fight. That's respect.
Now he fights like a freaking dude.
What's his native country again?
Ireland.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so he's probably out in Ireland, like, pursuing some sort of, like,
he was a plumber.
He has a whiskey brand.
Oh, Proper 12.
You know what? I feel like the one thing that made McGregor, you know, switch up his roles in career paths or whatever was the reach, man. This man had a longer reach than a 6'1", like, animal. That was
Cerrone had a 73-inch. And then
that's ridiculous.
McGregor's 5'9", and he has even longer reach than a guy that's 6'1". Are you kidding
me? That was a great 40-second fight. It was the best. Not sure if it was worth $60, unless you were with a bunch of friends. But, like, if you're just mom and pops at home, yo, let's check a fight real quick. And then you spent $60.
I think the $60 that we witnessed was worth it.
There's so many other ways to watch, like, sporting events and all this kind of stuff nowadays.
The internet, man.
Yeah,
the
you got free live streams. You have Reddit, all that kind of stuff. And
boom gang it, yeah.
Yeah, dude, yeah, exactly.
Like, you really don't get to pay for a lot of things.
But, like, back when, like, I was 8.
Yeah.
UFC, and it was UFC, like,
85.
Yeah. It was even before that when, like, you know.
Tito.
Iceman Chuck Liddell. Yep, and Tito Ortiz.
What was it?
Randy Couture. Yeah. All those guys.
It was, like, just
it was worth the payment.
And it was great because that was the UFC I loved because that was a UFC where you'd watch the guys in The Ultimate Fighter.
Exactly.
Fight, and the coaches were the next fight.
Yeah.
And, like, so you literally, the coaches that are coaching the Ultimate Fighter are training at the same time, and they also, the night of the fight of the Ultimate Fighter, like the finale that's on pay-per-view, that night, the two coaches are fighting each other,
exactly,
too, which made it that great.
Like, Ultimate Fighter was so slept on back in the day.
Oh, 100%. Like, now, I enjoy the Ultimate Fighter now more than
Ultimate Fighter was ran by, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe Rogan?
Oh, I think it was Dana White.
Dana did it for, like, the first 5 or 6 seasons, and then UFC became a billion-dollar company, and he was like, peace.
Yeah.
I think Joe Rogan did the commentary.
He did something along the lines
I think Joe Rogan
might have narrated it. I do remember he had something to do with it, though.
The video of Rampage Jackson tearing the door.
Yes. That was iconic, bro.
That was the best
thing. Who was he coaching against?
It was Rampage Jackson. I think it was...
The other heavyweight, right?
Bro, I don't remember who it was. You still see that video, like, swooping around on the internet today.
It always shows up on the gram.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, on Twitter, you know, there's, like, this funny little caption. Like, you're gonna see Jackson on there at some point.
Yeah, that was totally sick. The McGregor fight, totally sick if you're a McGregor fan. If you're a Cowboy fan, which I think everyone in the world's a Cowboy fan. I think just because we respect a guy that tries so hard, may not be the best, but it's all effort, and he wants to fight, and...
The amount of respect they had for each other too was good.
Well, to be fair though, Cowboy has had a great career as a UFC fighter. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it doesn't, like, maybe he might have lost.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, he still walked out making millions, though. Taking that fight was probably one of the best fights.
On the main card, main event.
Yeah, I did the math. I think they probably were looking at 1.5 pay-per-view sales, and it was like 200 million.
Each or just Cowboy?
UFC made 200 million off the fight.
Well,
that's not including like what they paid for, you know, wherever they fought. I think it was probably MGM because they always do it.
They did the
it was in Vegas, right?
It was in the T-Mobile Arena.
I don't think they could.
Yeah, they have costs, but their costs aren't
exactly.
They're still making that dough, which is cool. Holly Holmes fight, that was also my second. I usually like watching the prelims too. The Holly Holmes fight, really was looking forward to that. That was the most boring fight I've ever seen in my life.
It was.
There was like getting next to the cage. Honestly, I thought Holly Holmes lost. I forgot the name of the other girl. Can't remember. Can you pull that up for us, please?
I do remember thinking to myself, like, wow, I don't know if this girl was like secured the bag like that, but of course one thing
Raquel led Pennington.
Another. Raquel Pennington, I honestly thought won the fight. It was a decision, and it was the most boring fight I've ever seen. They literally just wrapped each other around the cage, or on the side of the cage every single time. I think Holly Holmes was doing it because she knew she was going to get her ass beat, but two-strong.
And how about this? You and Holly Holmes in a cage match.
I would never want to get paired up. That girl showed up in a sports bra, leggings, and high heels, if I believe, to the weigh-in.
I was like,
you're crazy, dude.
Look at her physique. It's insane. What? Dude, not even myself, and I enjoy to work out.
Imagine that's your wife. What do you do if that's your wife?
You accept the fact that she says, yeah, exactly.
He'd be really nice.
You really start listening, and you really start taking multiple things into consideration.
Yeah, but I guarantee someone like that in the house, you know, they fight for a living. Right, they're in their house. They're like, it's got to be peaceful here.
Yeah,
you know, they want it to be peaceful.
They like the last thing that they're looking for is to argue. Yeah, probably fight
like a girl that has like positive and like testosterone. You know? Dude. I mean, I don't know. That's crazy, but
in fact, she did file for divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is she married to?
She filed
Jeff Kirkpatrick.
Wait, who's Dwayne Chapman? That's the bounty hunter, right? Did he die? Oh, his wife died. That's right.
His wife died? Ouch.
Oh, well.
Dang.
Hey, rest in peace.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Moment of silence. Hey, we're back. All right. Netflix. Aaron Hernandez.
Oh.
We heard great things about it. It came out this weekend, I believe. I'm not really sure how many. Is it five episodes? We get a check on how many episodes that is, but we heard it was really great, and we love sports like documentaries. So we're gonna do our homework, and we're gonna watch, and we're gonna come back next week with a review.
Let's see here, three episodes
of what? About
but they're each an
60
hour.
60 minutes
long.
To 3 hours. Okay.
So we promise you guys, it might be a tough week at school this week. All right, so we will do it. We'll find time to get it done, and we're gonna come back with you and review it. I encourage everyone here to watch it, and then come back, comment down below. What you guys think about it, send us a text, send us an email. If you have Anchor, if you use Anchor to watch us, you can just hit a chat. It's right there.
Right there.
And, so that'll be on Netflix. And then today, another thing I saw on Netflix was the movie with, what's his name? Mark Wahlberg. Wahlberg, Post Malone. And I just saw the
Post
opening
Malone,
scene. I thought
Post
it was
Malone.
Post Malone and Cerrone.
Of course.
Cowboy Cerrone, the guy that fought McGregor.
Yep.
And, I thought that was super dope, and so that'll be coming out, I think, in March, and we'll also be watching that. So that doesn't come out, but that's like three of our favorite people here on the podcast: Cerrone, Wahlberg, and Pimone. Like,
what's Mark Wahlberg's restaurant? Like Wahlburgers or something like that.
Wahlburgers.
Dude, I've actually had a burger from there. I was actually impressed, to be honest with you. Like,
yeah. Oh, is it good?
No, it's great.
Is there one in California? Because I feel like I saw one.
Yeah.
I think
they're like. I've had them in the LA area.
Yeah, that makes sense. I heard they're really good, actually.
No, super good.
And I think the way the Wahlbergs, like that whole business runs, I used to watch the show because I thought it was super entertaining how they had this
Wahlbergers.
Yeah, they had like 10 kids in the family.
He has 10 kids himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Wahlberg has had an interesting family.
The Wahlbergers, like the Wahlbergs.
Oh, actually themselves.
Yes.
There's 10 kids.
The mom,
the dad
has like,
I think
it might be more of 10. Well, it's crazy because like I think two of them died from like overdose,
oh,
running
wow.
away.
Yeah.
And then you had one became the rapper, like musician, right? Actor, the
Mark Wahlberg Mark himself. Wahlberg.
No, two of them. There's another one that became a rapper.
Really?
Yeah.
I do know that Mark Wahlberg was a.
Well, you know, it was Marky Mark and the Funky
Marky
Bunch,
Mark,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Way back in the day, and then he became like this, like model, whatever, you know, because.
Donnie Wahlberg was the first famous one, I think, though.
Donnie.
Well, he's an actor, isn't he?
He's an actor. I think
singer, songwriter, actor, record producer, film producer.
Yeah, but
he's
married to Jenny McCarthy, and that's raps. That's
Jenny
all
McCarthy.
I'm saying. Jenny McCarthy.
Dude, I feel like that's so cool. Like, just imagine, like, having your bloodline, like, be in that, in the same industry that you're in.
Yeah.
And, like, you can just hit up your brother, your sister, you know, whatever the case may be, and, like, be like, hey, like, I have a question or concern about this. Like, I'm sure you've dealt with it before.
It's just super dope because one of their brothers is a cook. Like, it's like
a professional chef,
and he had this dream of, like, owning his own restaurant. So, like, the brothers paid for him to run the restaurant, make a restaurant.
Is that where the Wahlburgers came from? The restaurant chain itself?
Yeah, yeah. One of the brothers was a chef, and he wanted to make a restaurant. So his brothers, you know, had all this money. They're like, hey, make a restaurant, and it was
Mark Wahlberg. If you're listening to this, sponsor the podcast. You know, let us know if we can get some burgers. But
yeah, we're trying to go to Rosarito.
Exactly.
Drinks aren't free there. Let's see here. So another thing we're talking about. So Mac Miller, RIP. Moment of silence. Just kidding. All right, Mac Miller back on it. Mac Miller released. Well, he didn't release his production crew released.
But he made the album. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He made sound clips. They made the beats, I'm sure, whatever it is.
I mean
well, no, I'm pretty sure
their producers themselves do, like, you know, like, dabble in the production of music.
Yeah,
but
they bring
a lot, I mean, to be fair though, I mean, what was the number the other day? I think some, like, one of the artists that, you know, sadly passed away on, I think they had, like, I think it might have been Juice WRLD or something like that. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, of course. Or
no, it was Juice WRLD.
They had, like, seven, like, some 4, gnarly 4, number.
4,000 songs.
Some gnarly unreleased,
like,
songs.
Yeah, I follow, like, an Instagram account that posts unreleased songs, and they have a Google Drive where you can see all the songs on
That's awesome, dude.
Juice WRLD literally has it's like hundreds of songs in there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Now, dude, just imagine, I'm sure every single artist, like, you know, has that as well. You know
I'm
what I mean?
Sure.
Like, every single artist,
I'm
like,
sure,
probably has so much music in vaults that, like, have never been
tapped
before.
You figure it's only the new artists who make their music, produce it, and release it right away.
SoundCloud guys.
Yeah.
They're still, like, SoundCloud.
Like NLE Choppa. I'm sure he, like, all his new music is probably just made, you know, not too long
ago.
Whereas Drake, I'm sorry, he just released Life Is Good. I'm sure that's been in the making for, you know, over
probably
a year,
quite some time.
You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know?
And I just feel like, I mean, I feel like it depends, though, because, you know, like, let's say, like, an artist like Drake compared to NLE Choppa, right? Like, I feel like their strategy in producing music is, like, going to be different. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like, 100%. Like, let's say NLE Choppa is, you know, probably going to release, he's probably more of a kind of artist that is going to release music often, where Drake, you know, releases, you know, maybe one time every other year or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And, but Drake's stuff, like we were saying last week.
Yeah.
But forget, one guy, the reason why.
He's always up there.
The reason why that is because one guy's got money and one guy don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
release what you got when you got it.
Going back to the album, though, I really thought, that the production was like the style of music was different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, compared to, like, you know, like an album that he's had, like, let's say, you know, Swimming compared to Circles now. You can hear the difference
in the sound. I think they did a really good
job
matching the sound that he has in his albums.
Yeah.
Because apparently what I've been reading about is last album was Swimming, correct?
Swimming, yeah. I think it's 2018.
Apparently before he passed, that album was pretty much, It was pretty much done.
Uh-huh.
So they pretty much had to fix it, and, you know.
Are you saying Circles?
Circles was. I think they did a lot. I mean, like, you saw XXX.
XXXTentacion,
I believe. He released
something like that.
So they released his final album, right? And I thought this was the best of, like, his albums that he's had.
His discography is what you're saying.
Yeah, that since he's passed away, because the one last album that he just produced had not, didn't, to me, didn't sound anything like what he actually is.
Well, he changed as an artist.
Yeah.
He did.
Are you saying text?
From his first album that everybody heard about.
Which he was famous for. His like hard, his hard rap.
And then the 17 album came out.
Yeah.
Right? And that totally changed everything.
I just feel like, dude, artists nowadays, like, it's, I feel like it's kind of easy for them. Like, once they get famous off of, you know, one thing that they create, like, one image that they create for themselves, it's kind of, like, once you're already famous and, like,
people will listen.
Already have, like, a following, it's easy, it's easier for you to change the way that people perceive you. So, like, let's say someone like 21 Savage came out with, like, No Heart, right? Like, that good stuff, like, was, like, a gangbanger and stuff. And then one day just change to this. It looks like a librarian. You know what I mean? Has the glasses and everything.
I think it's because a lot of these guys, they realize if guys who are actually really want to be famous, it's tough to be famous if you're just gonna put like gangster rap out. Like,
It was cool. It was cool back in the '90s. You know, the '80s and '90s. Yeah, when I get we had N.W.A. with Tupac, with Biggie, all those
Snoop
guys.
Dogg, like,
and that's like gangster rap. You know what I mean? Like,
and they talked about real stuff that happened in people's everyday lives.
Yeah, but it's like we get that. You have your first album. You talk about that. You get famous because you have a song or two that are like they're really good. Like they're beats and they have lyrics. I don't relate to it at all.
Yeah.
But I understand how they could relate to it. And it has a good sound to it, which makes it interesting. But it's great because they see that if I want, I can't be keep on doing this type of music to become successful. So the people sees people like Enelie Choppa versus XXX and Mac Miller who understand there's you throw a little guitar in there, you make a little softer sound. People like it more. You know, you aspire to a larger audience.
It's the younger kids who, especially now that they have the, you can have an album that's explicit and then you have an album that, you know,
it's like
blocks all the cuss
more,
words out and all that kind of stuff. And it's the same album, same songs, but, you know, one's just reaching to the kids who, you know, parents maybe don't let them listen to that.
Yeah.
Or they don't like hearing that all that and all that kind of stuff. So,
I've always been a fan of Mac Miller, though. You know, he's always produced, like, cool music. I've always kind of liked his story and stuff. I've always heard that he's super hardworking. Like, at the studio all the time. Gosh. And he was a musician. Like, he knew how to play a lot of types of instruments.
Yeah.
And, dude, he was a great singer, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple clips out.
If you've never heard the song Wings by Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Go home and listen to it.
Because, I mean, we're here. I personally was not the biggest fan. I just didn't really know who Mac Miller was until Swimming. But my guy, Jude, Jeremy, I mean, the name of this podcast, Kids, is because of Mac Miller. I mean, Jeremy, if you want to dabble in that, why we picked that name, I mean, he just inspires us, you know?
Oh, like, exactly. And I mean, you know, kind of I remember being young, being introduced to Mac Miller at about the age of, like, I want to say 12, more or less, 12, 13. Created the Kids, actually, the mixtape. Interesting enough, a bunch of slaps are on that thing. You know, there's a song called, like, Spins, Knock Knock, Nike's on My Feet, Outside. There's a bunch of music on there that you can listen to that first mix set that he created, and it's almost like you can hear a lot of those sounds still being, you know, dabbled into all of his other projects.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's pretty cool to have, you know, experienced that, but I do know that he was very hardworking and seemed like a good guy to, you know, maybe vibe off of if you're an artist in that regard, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was sick, but, like, I hope he manages money correctly. I don't know. It's like X. Like, I don't know who your money's going to, bro, because I feel like it's going to, I mean, RIP, but I feel like your money's going to the wrong place. I hope it's going to your mom. I honestly do.
Do you guys ever watch the MTV show that Mac Miller had? Do you guys ever get around to that?
Maybe. The only MTV show that I ever watched was MTV, you know, Cribs and Pick My Ride.
The only thing I watched on MTV back in the day, I didn't watch any music videos. We were still too young for that. I watched MTV Cribs.
Loved it.
No, one of the music videos.
Pick My Ride. Do you guys ever watch Pick My Ride?
Pick My Ride, dude. Because they get these crappy cars and make them dope. It was like, that was the thing that pissed me off. You guys would bring in like a crappy car and make it so sick, and I'd be like, God, that's dope. Why can't that happen to me?
But it's like one of those things. It's like,
Bro, they put a screen on every inch of that car. Like, in the trunk, in the dashboard. Exactly. Like, that car is not going to leave with screen and no crazy color.
Or, it's like, I remember watching one music video on MTV, and it wasn't even at my house. It was at a friend's house.
Yeah.
And it was Drop the World by Lil Wayne.
Oh, so, fantastic. You know,
it's just a banger.
Oh, Lollipop? You guys remember watching the amount of just like rewinds and wherever these people thought Lollipop could be placed on TV, they didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 100%.
And then when I got older, I also watched on MTV, I started watching Robin Big.
Oh, of course.
Robin Big.
RIP. Moment of silence.
Yes.
And Big, there we go.
Robin Big, they did a skate session over here at the Escondido Westfield Mall.
Are you serious? Yeah, I'm gonna look that up on the Google.
They did a demo. It was. I think it might have been for DC Shoes.
Yeah, and they got pulled over right on Bear Valley Parkway.
And they threw that on air. Like, it was honestly. I don't know where they drove from. I want to say like Los Angeles.
Fantasy Factor was a little bit later. That show was awesome.
It was awesome. I loved it. I think the fact that he brought on like a couple of his family members, like Drama and Big Cat,
thought that was cool. And then he started the Ridiculousness. That one was good too.
I think that show's still running.
To be honest,
it is still running.
Chanel West Coast
was the love of my life when I was 13 years old. I'm gonna be honest.
Here's the thing about her, man, is like, she transitioned from being literally a receptionist to like on a TV show randomly to being like a rapper.
She was pretty. Was successful. And had that stupid ass laugh. My goodness. She was dumb as rocks.
She was dumber than rocks, bro. And it was.
Sorry, guys, I cussed. I had to put some money in the jar. Exactly. I did not say
that's
fire.
That's where jar was looking at you, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Ass is not a good word to use on a live podcast. I don't know how to say that. But we were wondering about, my guy Jeremy, we're filming the last podcast, and this guy, he's like, yo, guys, it stopped filming. I'm like, what do you mean it stopped filming?
Uh-huh.
He's like, I ran out of data. I'm like, guy, how, or not data, you ran out of storage.
My phone died.
I ran out of battery. I was like, Jeremy, what are you doing with that bunk musty iPhone 7 that you got over here? Like,
sorry,
and we're just talking about how people clown on people for having their old phones, which is kind of disrespectful because you never know where people come from. But
yeah, 100%,
come different backgrounds. But at the same time, it's like, what is your feelings on old phones? Like, when you see someone, got like, they pull out like a Nokia phone, what do you say to them?
Dude, you remember our math teacher, our sophomore, junior year or something?
I do recall.
He would pull out his flip phone in class while we're taking a test or something and call some people, and, you know, he'd fall asleep and everything. We would cheat on every single test. I swear, I don't know a lick of pre-calculus. Don't know a lick of it.
Dude, I just took business calculus this last semester. I couldn't tell you anything I learned.
But
you know what? I did pass the class.
But you do have an iPhone 7.
Tell me this. What was your first phone, Jude? What was your first phone?
It was a little flip phone. You want to hear the story?
Yes, of
okay.
course.
Tell the story. This is what this
Here
is
Here we
for.
Go. So,
are you ready to tell it?
I'm ready to tell it.
All right, go.
So I was about 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
7 or 8.
You had a flip phone when you were
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
And my brother's a year older than me. Shout out him.
Moment of silence. Just kidding, he's not dead.
But he's still alive.
He's very much alive.
And we were in Chicago, right, visiting my uncle, and it was just me and him, and my uncle's a pilot.
Okay.
Right? So, and for, you know, when you're a pilot, you get free standby tickets. If you guys don't know what standby means, it's, you know, to...
Next flight that's open, you're gone.
Yeah, if there's an open seat, you're on the plane. If there's not, good luck with the next flight.
Yeah, good luck. Say your prayers. You might be there for 8 hours, you might not.
So, the flight to San Diego, the night before... It was, you know, it was pretty empty. There was like 20, 30 seats left.
Well, Good chance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were almost guaranteed a spot. Well, that night, there was a big storm in Milwaukee, right? So they transferred all those people's flights to the Midway in Chicago.
Okay.
And then the flight in the morning when we checked, it still had like still that same amount, and you know, they probably just didn't, because it was early in the morning, they probably just didn't transfer it over yet or something, whatever happened. And so we get to the airport and there's all these people there, and my uncle's checking the flight and he's like, oh, like there's only a couple seats left, right? Yeah, but you guys should still make it. Well, it ends up that we didn't make it. My uncle's a pilot. He had to fly that day. So he wrote down my aunt's phone number on a freaking piece of paper. And he said, wait outside. She'll be here soon. I have to go fly a plane.
Of course.
And so we're waiting outside. An hour passes by. You know, they live like 2 hours away. An hour passes by. And, you know, no, nothing. Another, you know, 45 minutes passes by, nothing. So we talked to this guy, you know, very nice man. Didn't speak a lick of English, though.
What language was he speaking?
Spanish.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And he noticed that me and my brother were crying, right?
You were crying?
Oh, dude, we were stuck. We had no clue where we were at.
I thought you were with your parents.
No. Oh. No, it was just me and him.
How old was your brother at the time?
Eight or nine.
Your brother was also 8 or 9?
Yeah.
But you were also 8 or 9?
I was 7 or 8. So okay. We were in, you know, that
the same age.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And so this guy's like, hey, like he asked us if we needed to use the phone, and we said yes, called my aunt. She's like, I'm almost there. Right? About 45 minutes later, my aunt pulls up and she's like, I'm sorry, you know, we caught every single red light, blah, 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 blah. Well, we had to, you know, because we checked our bags, had to go get new clothes and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The craziest part was they didn't tell my mom about this till about a year later. Only my dad knew. And that's when I got my new phone. When I was like about 9 years old, eight or nine
because
years old.
Because of the plane flight.
Because of that.
That's horrible, dude.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
So they gave you a phone for that reason. So you
Well, just in case. Just in case something like that happens again, I can contact somebody. You know, I don't have to be sitting there without a phone, nobody knowing where I'm at, blah, blah, blah. All that kind of good stuff.
100%. What about you, Walsh?
When I got my first phone, I didn't get my first phone until I got in high school, brother.
Really?
I was rocking it. Yeah, I was rocking a little cheap little Nokia phone.
I remember that.
Yeah, a little Nokia phone.
Back in middle school or in high school?
High school.
Oh, okay.
I went to private school. We didn't need no telephone, you know?
Yeah.
It was like a little white America. It was I mean, honest with you. Like,
you know, when you drop off Walsh, he's going to be safe.
Yeah. I was going to private school. Like, there was no need for me to get a telephone. Like, what did I need it for? And then we got to high school, got a cheap little Nokia phone, broke the first one. All right, went back to the store, got another $50 phone, broke it again. Mom, the reason why this phone's breaking, like I'm talking like the glass would just shatter. Like, it's like, just
like it's probably because you dropped
it's
it.
It's
because
no.
Either the glass would shatter, but the glass would always shatter. And this is what I'm like, I got like a brick phone.
I got
a case on it and everything. But like the soft, like the processor would die after 6 months. Like, Mom, I need a new phone. She got me a 6S. Had that for years, and then I bought what I have now. I got an XR now, which is sick as hell. Like, I love that phone. But
it's a good buy.
What about you?
My first phone experience. So this phone was a handy down from my older brother. It was a prepaid phone, actually.
What does that mean? I never saw a prepaid phone. Please explain.
So you buy like minutes and phone, like text messages and all that kind of stuff. Like,
okay,
so like you have like 200 text messages.
Okay, so I don't understand, because
100 minutes of phone.
I didn't have a phone before that happened. I got a phone when it was like unlimited.
I mean, prepaid phones are still like, they still exist. You know what I mean? But at the time, honestly, I was about 8 or 9 as well, and I saw my brothers getting phones, and I'm like, Mom, I need a phone. I'm in third grade. I need a phone.
Why?
But
why do you need a phone? Why do you need a phone?
No, here's the thing.
You called the Hynas already, or what?
I remember people whipping out their phones in like third or fourth, you know, third grade, and I'm like, oh, dang, like he's got the new flip phone. Like, that's dope.
My house was actually really. My house is still really close to the elementary school I went to, right? But I would walk home every day, right? Because it would be, my house was super close. My parents. I mean, at 2:30, you see every single kid like walking that same direction. It'd be a squad of kids, just, you know, like mobbing down the street, basically.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, my parents felt like it would be a better, more, it would be safer for me to have a phone, you know.
Just in case something happened.
I needed to call someone or something like that. So, you know, they squared away a phone for me. But talking about Nokia, it's actually funny because there was a point in time where I had my first phone. Not my first phone. It was like after kind of a couple of phones, right? I had HTC at some point, right? HTC, fantastic phone. Like, what, you know, had a lot of storage. Do you guys remember putting an extra chip in your guys' phone?
Oh, yeah.
So
it had Android, more memory. It's an Android phone.
You know
life,
what I'm talking
baby.
About? Yeah. Exactly. For that.
Yeah.
So I broke that phone, actually, right? And I'll maybe mention that story at some point later on, but I didn't even break that phone. That was the best part. You know, like, literally.
I've had a lot of those where someone else breaks it.
Someone else broke it for me. You did me the favor, of course, right? But,
were you ever mad, though? Because you really wanted a new phone.
I was bummed. No, here's the thing. Okay. Listen, so the Nokia that I'm talking about, right? If you guys ever look up Nokia, like, brick phone, ever, you can even pop it up if you'd like, but Nokia brick phone, man, it was insane. Like, it was the most, it looked like it was from, it was literally that phone right there. And that was the phone I had there.
Yeah,
I had in my pocket.
It had 12 buttons.
Literally the same phone. Literally had that phone in my pocket for 7-8 months, bro. That. Like, from having a cool HTC touchscreen to...
Oh, they downgraded. Nice brook. So, you got disrespect.
My parents were like, okay, you want to break the phone? I'm going to give you this Nokia for 8 months. And I'm like, you know what, Mom? Solid.
Respect.
And you know what? I figured out...
And it's a Nokia, so to break it, you got to drop a nuke on it or something.
You basically got to...
You have to
throw it away in order for this thing to like, actually, to for your parents to even consider buying you a new phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then after that, I hopped on the iPhone game, so I was pretty excited.
Dude, one time I was taking a nap.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I had a blanket.
Of course. Blankets and naps.
It was a couch nap. It was a couch nap. So you had the couch pillow and, you know, your little comfy blanket.
Yes, yes.
And my brother decides to... You know, grab the blanket, and my
just
phone
rip
was
it
on.
Off of
yeah,
it
just grab it, and he takes the blanket. My phone was on it. I wake up from my nap, and my screen is shattered. It absolutely shattered. And I was like, "Dude,
what happened?
What's wrong with you?" You know, and of course, who has to pay for it? The big guy right here.
I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him in the eyes.
Yeah, and it was like, dude, like. What's your deal? Why you gotta do that?
Did you ever, you know, like pillow pets and stuff? Did you ever have any of those?
How does that have to relate with phones whatsoever? But yes, I did have
pillow pets. Okay, good. Yes. You just looked at the type of guy that would have a pillow pet, you know, back at home.
Dude, those
I just
things,
thought about childhood,
those,
naps,
those
memories,
things were the best.
Pillow pets was
you'd
right
always
there.
Get them at like a Hallmark and all.
Oh,
the,
my
like
goodness.
The, what is that? The gift cards? What? What is Hallmark?
Hallmark?
It's like
they
birthday
like,
cards.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. They're like the Monopoly and like birthday cards. Because I know every single birthday card I've ever had, it always has Hallmark on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even lying to you at that
point. Yeah, it's those the OG one.
Yeah,
oh, 100%.
100%. And I guess we'll just finish off. Last thing we're talking about is broke athletes. We put that down as something we want to talk about because we always hear stories about fools being broke. And
who was it, T.O. or was it Chad Ochocinco that went
broke? I don't think
went broke.
Which
at some
one?
Point.
Who was? Which one was the better one?
T.O.
T.O. I thought Chad Ochocinco was really good.
Chad
right?
Johnson was better. I thought it was the one. It was the one that wasn't as good that went broke. Am I wrong, Justice? Can you pull that up for
he's
us?
Honestly,
I know William the Refrigerator Perry.
Newest athletes to go broke.
Do you know who William the Refrigerator Perry is?
No, I do not.
So he was a first or second round draft pick. A first or second round draft pick to the Bears, right? And they thought he was going to be this great offensive lineman, all that kind of stuff.
What, like first round?
Yeah, and he just didn't pan out.
Of course.
Right? They had him on the roster, and I think he got drafted in like 83 or something like that.
83?
Yeah. And in 85, the Bears started, you know, they were like, hey, he's quick.
Yep.
He's a little. He's not fast, but
he's quick.
He can get off the ball pretty well.
Love to hear it.
I mean, I feel...
And,
oh, never mind. Keep going. Keep
yeah,
going.
I'm going to keep going. And, you know, he was a little quick guy. So, they started using him at fullback.
Of course.
And you know Walter Payton, the GOAT. Uh-huh. Greatest of all time. Sweetness.
Couple snaps for him.
Hardly.
Dude, calm down. In the Super Bowl in 1985,
yep,
William the Refrigerator Perry, who is 300-plus pounds, scored a touchdown, and Walter Payton did not. The Seriously? Best year in Walter Payton's career, and he did not score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. That's wow. kind of sad, but William the Refrigerator Perry did go broke.
Really? Yeah, I mean, it's back crazy. The, it's just crazy because, like, these all these athletes, they'd be spending money on the same things. Baby mamas, hoes, their bros, and their mimosas. Like, I'll be honest with you.
Let's not forget the number one thing as well besides baby mamas is jewelry.
Jewelry.
You do jewelry. Not see these athletes.
Jewelry.
Like, dude, some of them are walking on the field with grills on.
Dude,
and
grills.
What was OBJ wearing? What was like, he was wearing cars. AP, right? He was wearing an AP. Yeah. On the field. Dope. Dopish. Dope. I didn't say it. Dope.
Very
Super
dope.
Dope.
Very dope.
But like, do you really need
that's a $20,000 watch.
No. An AP is a $3 million watch.
$3 million watch.
The one he was wearing was like a $3 million custom AP.
You know he was paid to wear that.
$2.2 million
during a game.
You know he was paid for that. There's no way. He AP, just paid for a watch just, and is like, you know what? I'm going to go wear this on the field real quick.
I don't know if he was paid
for advertisements?
I don't know if AP advertises people to wear a watch.
I mean,
I feel like they got enough advertising, you know, or they don't really have to advertise that much.
Look at that watch. She's wearing a white AP, and those things are fresh. But like,
oh yeah,
spend money like that, you'd be broke. And that, I think,
frugal spending. You know
honestly,
what I mean?
Watch your money. Watch your kids. Don't get married till you're 45.
Hey,
that's all
you
I
know.
Say.
So back to Chad Johnson, Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
His name was Chad Johnson before.
I think it's Chad Johnson like now though. Too.
Oh, he's, you think he changed? I don't know if he changed back or not. But the reason he did that is because I think he lost a bet, and the bet was if I lose, I'll change my name to
Chad Johnson again.
Chad Ochocinco, because his number was 85.
Yeah.
Right? And, it was
all right, history of that. So, guys, watch your money. Be safe with it. I know y'all ain't got no money. So,
because we're not getting any from...
Yeah, exactly. We're not buying no APs anytime soon, especially Jeremy. But,
thank you very much.
That, guys, be safe. You know, watch your girls, watch your mamas, watch your brothers, watch your sisters. All right. Because Jude's coming for him.
He's hungry.
Yeah, he's hungry. His dog's got to eat. He's not like Jeremy, okay? He's gotten his blood. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Appreciate watching. We'll be back next Sunday unless something crazy happens. That's how it usually works. We post every Sunday. Unless something crazy happens that we have to talk about real quick. But other than that, have a great week. See you next time. Good luck with your school.
Jeez. Peace.